White House deploys transgender Jeopardy! Champion Amy Schneider to condemn scary parental rights in education laws. By Charlie Spiring on March 31, 2022. The White House on Thursday welcomed transgender Jeopardy! Champion Amy Schneider to the briefing room as part of their recognition of Transgender Day of Visibility. Amy Schneider stepped up to the briefing room podium after visiting the White House with Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. Schneider did not meet with President Joe Biden, the White House confirmed. Schneider, a man who is living as a woman, took the crown for the highest-earning female Jeopardy! Contestant in December before losing his 40-game streak in January 2022. Standing in the briefing room, Schneider specifically condemned recent legislation passed in Republican state legislatures to protect female sports in schools and prevent teachers from pushing transgender agenda in the classroom. Watch below. They're really scary, Schneider said about the Republican bills. Apparently, like Florida's parental rights in education legislation, singed into law this week by Governor Ron DeSantis, R. Schneider argued that some of bills limiting transgender transition services for children were preventing transgender youth from receiving life-saving medical treatments. These bills will cause the deaths of children, and that's really sad to me and frightening, Schneider said. When Schneider was asked if the Biden administration should take more action on transgender rights, Schneider replied, "No comment on that, I don't want to get involved with that." Schneider said it was good to get out in front of cameras to show the world that transgender people that isn't monstrous and isn't threatening and is just a normal person like we all are. The more that people like me can be seen, the harder it is to sustain the myths that are kind of driving this hate and fear, Schneider said. He urged transgender children in Republican states to be patient, predicting that the bills would be a thing of the past. "Hang in there, I think that this backlash is temporary. I think that the country overall is on our side and getting more so every day," Schneider said.